This is your warning. May contain swearing. May contain bodily functions. Just saying, that's happened, in case you've been around. So maybe no little ones, because unless you want to have that awkward conversation. Thanks. From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away. Hello.
Hi. Welcome back.
Oh, sorry. I was going to try and steal your
trying to steal my line?
I'm Alicia.
I'm Jesse.
And we are
Changing the Chances.
Hey, we are back.
Welcome back.
You know, after a fun-filled week after surgery.
Are we really calling it a fun-filled week?
I mean, you know what? It's actually been a really good week considering.
Considering what has gone down, it's been a great week.
The anxiety has lifted.
I don't
know
about fun, but it's been good.
Yeah. No, it really has. Like.
Well, agreed. Really. The anxiety's lifted. Surgery. The scary part is done.
You're right. I think it's just better. I mean, there's still things that can happen and go wrong.
Well,
and
yes. Yada, yada, but we're not going to think about that. We're thinking positive. Everything looks good. Everything went good.
No, you're right. I do feel a lot better. The major anxiety has lifted. We made it through surgery with flying colors.
Yes.
There you go. With flying colors.
The surgeon said that it went absolutely beautifully. I mean, it was a 4.5-hour surgery, but he's like, it went as well as could be expected.
Yeah.
Piper's recovery is now underway. Mm-hmm. We are.
And if you don't follow me on Instagram, we are home.
Yes.
We were only in the hospital for 4 days.
Yes.
4 days.
So she had surgery on Friday. Mm-hmm. It is now Thursday.
We came home Tuesday.
And you guys came home Tuesday. Incision site looks wonderful.
It really does. It's beautiful.
Like, all the nurses were like, wow, it looks amazing. It looks so good. The doctors were very excited about everything as well.
Yeah. No, it was fabulous. So really, again, for what it was.
Well, yeah. For being back surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything went well.
Mm-hmm.
You said honestly, the hospital stay wasn't really that bad.
No, honestly, the first day, Friday, was the worst because she needed to lay flat for 48 hours, which she was not on board with.
Are you sure it was Friday? The day of surgery?
Yeah, Friday, because she slept all morning and then she woke up at night.
Right.
And she the did. Nurse was confused because she was like, no, she has to lay flat. So she wouldn't let me roll her or anything, which I should have been able to roll her to her side.
Yeah, because the surgeon said that she could roll side to side, but that information was not relayed to the nurses.
Yes. So she had to lay on her back all night and Piper was furious. So we did not sleep. Which I'm not surprised. I expected but
she was under anesthesia for 4.5 hours, and then she came out of surgery and refused to wake up. Was in.
We didn't see her in recovery for two hours. Yeah, because the nurse was like, "I really can't let you back here until I actually see her trying to like come out of it." And it took 2 hours before she's like, "Okay, she's like starting to flutter her eyes and she's starting to think about it." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, no, she doesn't want to wake up. That's not."
So Alicia and I got back there and we kind of started talking to her and stuff and mm-hmm. she stirred a little bit and the nurse is like, oh good. Okay. This is really good. Like she's responsive and stuff. She's more responsive to you guys than she was to me. Like,
yeah.
Great. Let's get you guys up to a room, get you situated.
But Piper is the queen of the cold shoulder. Oh, so between surgery so being, put under and a stranger trying to wake her up, she was probably like, never gonna happen.
Like, just leave me alone.
Like, I just want to sleep. So, and you're not important enough to wake up for.
Yeah. So, like you said, the anxiety and all the stress and everything of surgery, that is gone.
Yes, yes.
Do we still have some things that we need to worry about? Of course. Infection, things like that. Mm-hmm. Always an issue.
Yeah.
But Piper's doing great. Yes, she really honestly, is. When... You can tell when her back starts hurting her because she has essentially gone back to base. Like her baseline as far as her demeanor.
Yeah, her demeanor, yes.
How she's handling things and whatnot, mm-hmm. I do feel like she's back to base.
Yeah. So as we're recording this, we're 6 days after surgery.
Yes, because okay. tomorrow will be Friday.
Just so there's like a timeline. Yeah. So 6 days as we're recording this past surgery, and she's pretty much back to baseline.
She's doing very well.
Yeah.
Moving her is still an issue. That is something that is we are working on.
Yeah.
That's quite uncomfortable for her still.
Yeah. So, I mean, she still has some physical limitations that are obviously causing her pain.
Yeah. Like she can't sit straight up in her wheelchair.
So we're definitely on a pretty reclined sitting situation.
Because the doctor said that he removed two pieces of bone in Piper's back and was only able to put one piece back, the larger piece.
Well, one and like a quarter.
Yeah. Well, a larger piece.
Well, I know, but when you say two,
there were two pieces of bone that came out of her back.
You are fair. I'm sorry. You know, all the times you want to get specific. I'm sorry it was my turn to try and get specific. Jeez. But yes, they did replace one and not the other one.
And I asked him if that was going to be a concern, if that was going to leave that area susceptible to any kind of injury or anything like that and everything. And he goes, no, she just needs to recover.
Yeah.
She should be fine. But unfortunately, her recovery time is going to be a while. And it's probably going to be painful for her for a little while as well. They sent us home with some good medication for her, some harder stuff. But Alicia and I are trying to let her tell us when she needs it, as opposed to just keeping her doped up.
I feel like that's a responsible parent thing to do.
Yeah, because
I think that's a responsible thing to do.
We both agree we don't want to keep her heavily medicated harder narcotics if we can manage the better part of her pain with Tylenol and Motrin as opposed to a narcotic. And they didn't send very much home with her because they don't want to get her a whole bunch of narcotics if they don't need to.
Well, and they've done the surgery. They
have a pretty good idea.
A timeline in their head. Like, this is about how long she should actually need
the stronger.
Yeah, the stronger medication. So, she's doing fantastic.
All about keeping her comfortable, but she is really kicking butt.
No, I mean, she's really
wanting
is.
To roll over on her own. You can tell she's a bit confused because the tone in her legs is completely gone. She went from having such stiff, hard, rigid leg muscles. Now they're like spaghetti noodles.
Yeah.
Just bloop.
Yeah.
But she is moving them. Not as much.
Yeah.
And you can tell she's confused. But
a major piece of her body is functioning differently. Yeah. It would be it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what it is she's just like, where's the tone?
Yeah.
Like happening? Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah.
So she definitely hasn't moved them as much as she used to before surgery. But she is moving them now on her own.
Yeah. I think that once she starts to heal and her back feels better and she's not so conscious of pain.
Yeah. Well, I think once therapy actually begins, actual therapy.
Which is never going to begin. Let me just put that out there. Because getting into therapy is a joke.
It is. It's ridiculous. So essentially it'll be on us to start.
Well, I'll just do what I do.
Yeah, well,
We've got lots of things here. We have lots of tools on our belt.
Yeah,
to
we do. We have facilitate. A lot of things at our disposal that we can do, that we can start and facilitate that therapy before actual therapy.
Yeah.
And just staying aware of what Piper is able to tell us.
Yeah.
Because honestly, that's really what it is, you know, gauging where she's at and what she's letting us know, okay. Like, she's wanting to go outside and roll over and do all these things. And it's like,
yeah, she's ready to party.
Yeah, she's ready to rock it. Yeah. Like, oh, summer's here. Like, let's go do it. And you can tell it takes it out of her. Like, even just going for a walk. Because I hurt my back. I've actually been dealing with a pinched nerve.
I don't know. I think the walk was the heat. It was hot.
Oh, that's true. It is hot outside.
So hot. Which takes it out of her quickly.
Like I was saying, I'm dealing with a pinched nerve in my back this week. And I thought, okay, well, I need to get used to moving Piper in this situation. Because mm-hmm. while she was at the hospital, I did a log roll when you came home. And you know, and that in a bed's one thing, log rolling her in a bed from side to side, well, that's one thing. But picking her up. Mm-hmm. Especially with my back being hurt right now, it's like, got to try and figure this out. And I mm-hmm. tried doing it today, and poor Piper, I felt so bad because, you know, we put a blanket mm-hmm. in her wheelchair to give her a little more support for her rump and her lower back. And when I went to pick her up, I kept getting that.
The blanket.
Mm-hmm. And I kept snagging that and kept trying to move her, and she wasn't coming. The blanket was coming, and so I finally said, okay, we're done. Yeah. Like that.
She yelled at him.
Yep, she yelled at me and I felt bad and horrible. So we gave up on that. But you can definitely tell that the moving her is what essentially aggravates it.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're, but
because it's because we're doing it. Yeah. Yeah.
When she's moving herself, she can gauge her own body. On most cases, there are lots of involuntary movements, but, you know, she can gauge what she can and can't do and what's comfortable for her.
Well, and I think it's an odd coincidence that I so happen to have a pinched nerve right in the middle of my back, very close to where she had her surgery. And it's weird because at the beginning of the week when I pinched it and I wanted to die, and as the week has gone on, I've stretched and stuff like that. I've gone and seen the chiropractor and it's loosened up a little bit. And it's crazy because I'll feel totally fine.
Yeah.
And then just make a certain little movement.
Yeah.
And I get this shooting pain down my back and it almost wants to bring me to my knees. And it's like, I can't even imagine on her level.
Yeah.
Like having my back cut open.
Yeah.
People messing around with it and stuff. I mean, again, the incision site looks great.
Yeah.
Looks
it's amazing. Beautiful.
It is probably the best incision site I've ever seen.
It's amazing.
It is. And I'm not just saying that. Like it does. It looks great. No drainage, doesn't look all gross and nasty.
I may post a picture. I'm kind of going back and forth on it.
I was thinking because
people are squeamish, so it's like maybe just like pose a like a warning. Like
there you go.
I don't know, but you know, it's beautiful.
The surgeon was very impressed with it. All the nurses
were impressed. It's his work, so he better be impressed with
it. The fact that, and he told us, you know, the fact that Piper has a shunt should keep her spinal cord fluid lower to help with that drainage from the incision site. Yeah. So I think that's really playing in her favor.
Yeah, I'm
because
hoping.
We're not having to mess with it and constantly clean it because it's getting all goopy and gross and everything. Like it's just doing its own thing. And it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm excited. It's now, I mean, I guess maybe excited is not the proper or the right word for it, but I mean, I am excited for Piper.
Yeah,
this is a new chapter.
No, I'm definitely excited for Piper.
This is a new chapter for her, and I think once we can kind of get her to come around off of, you know, her recovery time.
Yeah,
when she technically should be healed and she can start being moved a little more regularly.
Yeah.
I guess I should say.
Yeah,
and she can start figuring out how to make her legs work for her again,
yep.
like how she made the tone work for her. I'm excited for all that.
Yeah, no, that's super exciting, which, you know, is part of the reason why we did what we did.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, obviously long-term medical issues that we are planning for, but yeah, because, you know, who wants to fight their own body every day?
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, and she's still going to have to, obviously.
Well, yeah, because she still has tone, like, in her arm.
Let's
and
do
stuff,
the things we can to make her life easier. Better for her and easier for her. Like, well, I'm not here to make it more challenging.
All we've ever wanted was to give her the best quality of life possible. And, you know.
And you know what? We do.
We do.
We do a great job, okay?
We do a great job. I wasn't saying we don't.
I'm just going to toot my own horn, our horn, because we do.
I mean,
has a great life.
This was a scary decision that we made for her because, obviously, she can't voice how she feels
about
it.
We didn't feel like she could have an opinion.
And that was a real big thing for me is I really wish that, you know, she could have voiced an opinion had she said, I don't want to do the back surgery. I want to do the back lift and pump. And it doesn't matter how much I didn't want it.
Yeah.
That's what she wants.
Yeah. And agreed. I think that's the biggest hurdle for us is always just having to make the choice and just trust that we know that we're making the right choice, even though she can't express her opinion on the matter.
And we're working on communication, but it's hard when you can't do a look table, and we're trying to work with buttons and stuff right now for communication.
Well, yeah. And that's a way far off, because, you know, we're talking simple communication right now.
Oh, like, yeah.
This is a bigger,
this is a very complicated in-depth situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, but you know, it's, you know, all we can do is provide the things we can provide.
I mean, I think we do pretty well with the hands that we're dealt. I mean, making the best calls for Piper that we can.
Yeah.
You know, with her best interests at heart.
Yeah.
But yeah, I am. I'm excited for this new chapter. A little nervous and scared, but excited.
I'm excited.
I'm excited for her.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just sad that her swimming season is over.
Yeah, I'm a little bummed about
I'm
that.
I'm just sad.
It's like we
it sounds
really,
ridiculous,
like,
but
when we
she just
had
loves
the
it
opportunity
so much. And
at the beginning of summer, we were just getting torrential rain.
Yeah.
Which at the time, yeah, it's good.
We I mean, she rain. Got some swimming in.
She got a little bit.
But yeah, that first month was just so hit or miss. It was like, if you don't get in right this minute, it's probably going to be raining in 3 minutes. Like, yeah, it was just the thing.
And
so.
Now we're anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees.
I know. Now it's perfect swimming weather and she can't swim. So.
Because she can't be submerged for 8 weeks.
Yeah, at least.
At least. And, you know, plus it's got chlorine in it.
Well, I'm just thinking 8 weeks. That's the whole rest of the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why we chose surgery when we did, for that specific reason.
Because
so.
We didn't want her to miss out on school.
Yeah, because she loves it.
I'd rather her miss out on summer activities. One summer, down the drain, whatever. She loves school.
Yeah,
I'd rather her go back to school and be with her peers and have that environment that she enjoys.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's been a little rough because, I mean, she's obviously getting bored. There's only so much you can do hanging out, laying down.
Oh.
And we've gone for walks. We've gone for drives. Like today we asked her if she wanted to go for a ride.
Oh, she was so excited.
She was beside herself. Just,
so excited.
Oh my gosh, I thought she was going to throw herself out of her chair. Like, let's go. Let's do that.
Yeah. I know. We've done a lot today, actually. We went for a drive this morning. And then we met up with some friends. Me and Piper went up with some friends for lunch.
Yeah.
Just to get
and then you guys went to the library.
Yeah. And then we went and stopped at the library because I had a ton of books to return. And so we got more books. And she likes the library. So we've been out and about today. And she's loved every minute of it.
Yeah.
So.
But
just hopefully, you know, just keeps going up from here.
Yes, exactly. That's we just want to let everybody know we appreciate all the thoughts, prayers, good vibes that went Piper's way before her surgery.
Yes.
And that everything went beautifully.
Yes.
Absolutely beautifully. I think that's all we were going to cover today,
no,
right?
No, we were just going to cover that and how it's going and it's great and
that we love you guys and Piper loves you guys and we appreciate all the good vibes.
Yes, 100%. I will take them all.
Yes.
Every time.
And we'll post pictures throughout recovery and stuff.
Yeah. Which if you follow me on Instagram, I posted lots of pictures and updates, and there's lots of people who only follow me on Instagram and don't listen to the podcast, so I've got lots of support there for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's great.
It is. We've got such great support, and you know, it's been awesome between family, friends, podcast listeners, followers on Instagram. It's been great. It's been wonderful. We love you all.
100%.
So we will catch you on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye.